Hello everyone, welcome back to Momcast, or welcome to Momcast if you're new. I hope you all have had a great week. Mine has felt like it has just been one thing after another, but the thing that messed things up for me the most was I had gotten some extra memory for my computer, so I'd moved all the content I'd been working on over the last few months to that storage. And for some reason, the next day, I wasn't able to get to anything from it. I couldn't see the storage device. I couldn't see any of the files. Hence, this coming out today instead of last Friday. So, you will be getting two Momcast episodes instead of one. Besides, I finally feel better after being sick over the previous 2 months. Since I spoke to Jamie and Brian last week, well, I guess 2 weeks ago, I wasn't able to talk to you guys about all the fantastic stuff I have for this season, so I will be covering that along with the subject of mental health and therapy, and all the crap I've dealt with when it comes to family and being open to them about it. So grab your coffee, make sure you have some snacks, and that little bit of bud you've been saving all day to relax. And let us get into this week's episode of Momcast. So I feel as I have gotten older, something you see more and more of is people talking about their mental health. I know I've had mental health issues most of my life, and unfortunately, a lot of that was caused by family who really didn't give a shit. So my self-esteem and my mental health was affected at a very young age. So I kind of have a theme this week, and I want to kind of go back to my childhood and where some of this mental health stuff started, things like that, because I do remember like being picked on a good chunk of my life. Like even now I get picked on, and I've learned how to let it not affect me as much, but like it still sucks to be picked on. Like you don't want to be picked on by people, but I've been picked on for most of my life by family, but there was really a turning point, and that turning point was when I had started sixth grade. So today I'm gonna kind of be talking about when mental health started taking a negative toll on my life. Since I had been picked on most of my life for the stupidest reasons, you know, basically just me existing. Since it happened most of my life, I was so used to it, so it didn't really affect me in that time. Like, I didn't realize it would affect me later on, but at that point, it didn't really affect me. When I really started noticing that mental health was taking a toll on me, physically, and like draining me, I was in sixth grade. When I was in sixth grade, I was 12 or 13, and that was my first year back to public school. Not only was I dealing with going back to public school and making new friends, I was dealing with the fact that my mom had cancer, because that was the whole reason why I was in public school. I was dealing with the feeling of not fitting in, because once my mom had gotten cancer, the thought of death freaked her out so bad. Like, we changed our religious beliefs and all of that. I won't get into that here, but she really flipped shit around on me, so I was trying to get used to that and being told to believe in a different way than what I was brought up for 12 or 13 years. 11 or 12? What was it? 12 or 13? I can't remember. I was held back, so I'm not really sure how old I was. I was also having a really hard time making friends because I wasn't the prettiest girl in school. I wasn't blonde hair, blue eyes. I wasn't popular. I was awkward. I liked video games. I was awkward. I had toys that I still played with. I was awkward. Like, I don't know. I'm still awkward, but now apparently it's cool to be awkward, so I'm slowly fitting in, even though I still get made fun of, but that's fine. It's fine. I'm in therapy now. And at that time that my adopted mom had started dealing with cancer, and I did go into sixth grade, it was early on in her diagnosis, so it had started off as breast cancer. And they chopped the whole damn thing off to get rid of the cancer. Well, they didn't get it in time, and it moved down to, I want to say, her ovaries, but I'm not 100%. And since I don't talk to any of my family, guess who I can't ask? Going back to these points in my life where now I realize it wasn't healthy, it's something that I'm currently dealing with in therapy, because it takes you back to like this place of not so much disgust with yourself, but disgust with the people that were around you, and like, how could you treat a child like that type of thing. Because I'm very proud of the person that I've become because of how they treated me. Like, coming from that, you would assume that I would just be that. But as I grew up, I realized I don't want that. I want nice things in life. I want to do the right thing in life. I want to be able to give to other people. And in order to give to other people, I need to work on myself, and I need to be in a place to where I can help other people and give to charities if, you know, I ever get to that point and do all of these things that I would love to do. I need to be in a better spot for myself and for my family, because obviously those things come first. But I dealt with a lot of body shaming from my family, and it was from specific people, because I'm not going to name any names. I'm not going to say any more details than I have to, because honestly, they don't deserve that. And why call them out anyways? It's really not worth it. But I remember getting body shamed by certain people at a very, very young age, and being shamed in my intelligence. That's another thing that I struggle with, is I feel like I'm so dumb, because that's what I was told. And you know, you have boyfriends and stuff, or ex-boyfriends and stuff, that use that against you, and they're like, well, you're stupid and blah, blah, blah. Why? Why is that a go-to thing? That's not cool. I was shamed on a lot of these things, and it's like, I don't understand why you're shaming me for things that I literally can't change. Like, yes, I can get smarter, and I did, and I taught myself a lot of stuff. Like, my body image, I can only change that so much before there's nothing you can do. Like, I don't understand. And I think the most fucked up part about it is I thought that's how, like, family was supposed to treat you, was to shame you and put you down and make you feel lesser than. Until I got older and I started going to other people's houses, and their families were so loving and welcoming, and I'm just like, I want to be adopted. I don't want a family that's going to treat me like that. So from like the ages of 10 to 15, you know, you got that preteen stage, and my mom was dealing with cancer. My adopted dad worked. Like, he worked a lot. I went to school. We had basically changed religion and lifestyles, so that was really hard. That was super hard for me. I didn't really wasn't a big fan of that one, so I've actually reverted back to going back into my old ways and learning more because I am Native American. But as soon as she was like, I'm going to change from living in the Native ways to living in a church, she quit teaching me, and my family hates me, so they're not going to teach me. So now it's up to me to go and do the research and gather that knowledge to hopefully get my kids in the arena and be able to dance with them like my mom was able to do with me when I was little. I was unfortunately continuously bullied in school for, let's see, what were some of the ones that were consistent was, I'm Native American and Italian. I'm sure there's some other stuff in there, but those are the two prominent ones that I am. And I have black hair. Well, I have thick black hair, and you can see hair on my arms and whatever. Does it suck? Yeah, kind of. People have hair there even if you can't see it. It's just usually blonde, unless they shave their arm hairs. I knew a girl that had black hair, and she had hairy arms just like I did. She would shave her fingers, her arms, all the way up, and then her girlfriend would shave her back. And I was like, just why? Why? Like, I can understand some areas, you know, maybe you feel insecure about it. I get it. Totally get it. So, as I had gotten older, and all that change was happening, and I was in school, and, you know, I was trying to find my clique of friends, and I found some friends here and there, but I never really felt like I belonged, like, anywhere. I tried to join groups, and this and that, but I was just... I always felt like the outcast, and there's still times now where I feel like the outcast. I kind of feel like that when it comes to, like, my group of friends, because they all live, like, normal adult-y lives, and I don't. Like, I'm grateful for the fact that I get to be a stay-at-home mom, and I get to create this content, and I get to do something that I'm very passionate about, but... I don't live a very adulty life. Like, I pay my bills and I go grocery shopping and I do those things. So there's that, I guess, but I don't know. I don't feel like I'm adulty enough to be an adult sometimes. I feel like I'm a teenager, like an 18-year-old who is stuck in a 32-year-old's body. And I think that one of the most messed up things that my family kind of put into me that really, really affected my mental health was, if you're going through something or if something happens to you that's traumatic or isn't right or whatever, you don't tell anybody. You don't talk about it. I'm not even sure if they talk to their spouses about it, to be honest. Like, I'm not sure if my adopted mom talked to my adopted dad about how she was feeling when she was dealing with cancer and all that. Like, I have no idea. I just know that wasn't something you talked about. I know that my adopted mom had a breakdown, a few breakdowns throughout the whole experience, because we ended up... Oh, Jiminy Christmas. So, I was 15 when she passed away. So, 12, 13, 14, 15. So, we were dealing with her and cancer for like 3 or 4 years. But since they taught me not to talk about it, that was also teaching me how to bottle it up and hide it and self-medicate and do those things to forget that that happened, because you just have to hurry up and push through. As long as you can get past it and do whatever afterwards, just deal with the bad and then don't talk about it, get through it, whatever, it's not a big deal. It didn't kill you, did it? So for a long time I had that mentality. And it took, I would open up to some people. See, and that was my problem, is I don't like that. If I'm, and it's usually with the people that I was dating, if I am going to be with you romantically, then you need to be a person that I can tell everything to. Because, one, I don't trust many people. Two, I don't have, since I don't trust many people, I don't have many friends. I used to be, the only friend that I had was my husband. Now that has changed. I do trust them. I have opened up myself more. But I got so used to people using the shit that I said against me that I was like, okay, well, now I know there's just certain things I can't talk about. Certain things I do have to go through alone. No. My husband has been through, oh my gosh, how long have we known each other? He and I are going on 13 years this year. I want to say like June or July is around the time that we first met in 2010. Of friendship and being there for each other. And he's seen the ugly sides of me, and he's seen me get, you know, so depressed and so down on myself that I didn't want to get out of bed and I didn't want to deal with shit. He saw me when my kids were taken away from me and I had to fight to get them back. He watched me go through those struggles. And not only did he watch me go through those struggles, he was one of my biggest hype men ever. He would help me read through court papers, and he would come and he would be supportive of me if I had to go to court and he had the day off. He has been the one constant, the one person that I could tell my stuff to. And it's crazy how that works, because all the other people I was just telling it to didn't seem to respect it. It took somebody to actually live through the bullshit that I've had to go through to respect and be like, okay, I see that you have healing to do. I see that you have generational traumas to break. I see that you're not perfect, but I love you anyway. He's not perfect. I'm not perfect, but we are perfect for each other. And since we are perfect for each other and we are willing to work with each other on those important things and give each other the hype that we need for our mental health or the comfort we need or just a shoulder to cry on or vent to, that helps make our family better as well, because that makes us better parents, which in return helps make better little humans. Or they used to tell me that, well, if you talk too much, then people aren't going to like you. If you tell people too much about you, they're not going to like you. I think more of it was they were scared to talk to people, because if people really knew the things, they wouldn't like them because of the type of people that they were. That's just speculation. There has been a lot of healing for me. And, oh my gosh, there's been a lot of healing for me, and there's been a lot of healing for my husband. And if it wasn't for cutting the people out that I needed to cut out that were toxic and would not respect my boundaries, and going to therapy and having my husband there and having my best friends there, I wouldn't have gotten to the place that I am today as fast, because I feel like I'm still strong enough to where I would have eventually gotten to this point. But they've helped me see how family is supposed to treat each other. They've shown me how friends are supposed to act. They have shown me compassion in it, and they've opened their arms to not just me, but my family as well, and that's super important. So one of the things that I am super proud of is the fact that I went to therapy. I had went online and looked up different online therapies because me living where I live wasn't really feasible to drive 30 minutes however many times a month or whatever to go get therapy. So I looked online and I did end up signing up with BetterHelp, and it was one of the best things that I had ever done in my whole life. The things that I had talked about previously is a lot of what I dealt with, throwing some drugs and some physical abuse, and you know, that was my 20s and my teens. So now that I'm 33 and I have been in therapy, I think it was like March of 2021 that I started therapy, and it has helped me come out of such a dark place, because when I started therapy, right before that, I had cut out my biological mom. She was the last form of family that I had in my life, and she had turned the rest of my family against me. So I was like, you know what? I'm done. I'm not going to do this. I know that, you know, what happened is what happened. I'll get into that maybe some other time, and I'm just not going to deal with it. So we went our separate ways, and that really fucked me up, because that was my biological mother basically saying, fuck you, I don't need you in my life. It's like, oh, okay. Well, here I am, an adult orphan. Ain't that some shit? I am an adult orphan. But that's fine, because I made my own family. My best friend, she is my sister. She is somebody that I feel like I have literally known my entire life. She is somebody that I can go to and I can trust with my kids, and I can trust with, you know, if something ever happens to me. She can take care of things because I talk to her so much, and we have, you know, the same morals and the same, you know, shit. Life experience, bull crap, same trauma, trauma sisters, woo woo! And I have our neighbors, which I call them my wife and my husband number two. And my husband will say husband or wife number two and husband. And they have become our best friends. As soon as they moved in, it felt like they were in our lives. They came to our wedding, we sat with them at our wedding. Well, and that and all his family was there, and fuck them, they didn't want to talk to me. So it was like these people we instantly connected with, because we all knew there was no bullshit. We weren't trying to use them. We're not trying to do, you know, something shady or whatever. We just want to be there, and we want to support each other, and we want to love each other. And that's what we do. And I think that's amazing. I think that me going through, now this doesn't excuse how people treated me, but there's nothing I can do about how they treated me. This, all I can do is heal from it and learn from it. So I feel like during my teenage years and my 20s, that was for me to learn how to avoid the shitty fucking people that are out there, because they suck, and I would much rather be at home making videos and talking to you guys than dealing with the people that are all people-y. Because all of my friends are introverts. My best friend, I met her on Xbox. My neighbor, my second husband, I talked to him over Discord. And I think my wife sees me every so often. I'll make an appearance, be all like, sorry, I'm a shitty friend. And she's like, it is fine. I'm like, okay, how's life? And I sit there and I'll talk to her for like 4 hours. But she understands. They understand and they respect me, and that's awesome. The people that I've set boundaries with that couldn't accept those boundaries and felt offended because of those boundaries. Because of those boundaries? Is that what I said? Whatever. We'll go with it. They're no longer in my life, or I have very limited contact with them. I make sure that we're in a group chat with other people. if I'm uncomfortable with somebody, I always put my husband as another person in that chat. If they have a spouse, it'll be me, my husband, them, and their spouse. Because if you keep crossing those boundaries, obviously I can't trust you. And there's been quite a few people, if you listen to the very last episode of last season, there was some drama, and now with that person, always in a group chat. Never talk to them though, because I'm the bad guy in their story. That's fine, whatever. Like I said, I can't control how they treat me, but I can control how I act, how I heal, and how I learn. I defended myself, I stuck up for myself, that's how I acted. I learned by not letting that person into my life and knowing that they're going to continue to cross those boundaries. And I heal from the fact that there's nothing I can do, so I can't let their unhappiness affect me, even though they're treating me nasty. All I can do is remove myself from the situation and do what makes me happy, which is this. Also, this is going to be a two-parter because I think that the episodes with just me might be a little bit shorter. Also, this is getting recorded the day before because this camera would not work for me yesterday. Wouldn't do shit for me yesterday. Today, obviously, it's working just fine. I will do a part two to this, not next week, but the week after that. Next week, I will be talking to a team of dungeon masters, and I'm super excited, and it may be the first guest that I have on that I pay for their product, because that is that cool. So, I can't wait to show you guys that, for you guys to be in on our conversation. Until then, you can watch this real quick ad about BetterHelp before we wrap things up. As I said before, I will discuss this more because mental health is so important after all. I have seen it change my life for the good, so this is just the start of this topic. I will dive deeper into Momcast After Dark and others coming into the show. Along with others coming into the show. Almost all of the people I have talked to about being on Momcast have talked about how important it is for you to take care of yourself, and part of that is your mental health. I hope you all enjoyed this week's episode. If you go to the link with all of the things, you will find the Foxhound Family Hangouts or my social links. I love you guys, and I will see you all next week.